If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And Division is here.
Hey.
What's up?
So 1985 and Daniel. Now, let me tell y'all, I'm super excited for this because I'm a big fan of Division. Like, Gigi's like, yes.
Yes.
So, first of all, y'all don't do like a ton of interviews. So this is why this is really special for me. So yes. Thank you for that.
We're very honored.
Thank you for having us.
I don't know how y'all got tricked into this. But I have so many questions. First of all, September 5th, right, when that album came out, my favorite song for a long time was In Too Deep. I always talk about
that. Oh my gosh, she's obsessed with that song. She would play it over and over.
I just think that's a great song, but I think that that song might make people not pull out. And I feel like if you listen to that while you're having sex, it kind of like, you know, the guy kind of wants to leave it in or whatever. So my question is, where did the inspiration come for In Too Deep?
I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory. You kind of just said it right there.
Well, all right. Then.
Was it a certain experience and you were like, I got to write this down?
I've had multiple experiences where I've
damn it.
Wanted to tell myself, hey, you know, I don't want to stop this right now and have to pull out. I mean, it's the metaphor also on top of that, right? It's not just the sex element to it. You know, it's supposed to be, you know, when you just feel that deeply involved with somebody, you feel like you've gone past the line that you're just like, you know what, let's just go all the way. There's no point in turning back now.
Do you worry after? Like, do y'all sit at the edge of the bed after, like, shit?
Or do you just get a plan B?
No. See, the thing about me personally, my conscience always wins. So if it kicks in and tells me to do some shit, that's like, yo, you gotta back out. Like, I probably did pull out, to be honest. But I didn't want to, but, you know.
1985, you was very talkative before this topic.
He got quiet as hell.
I think my reflection comes like those mirror moments. So after it's happened and you look at yourself in the mirror, you have a moment of like, what did I just do? I think I'm more of that guy.
Do you like the girl more if you come at her? Because I feel like some girls or women will think in their mind like, well, he came at me, so obviously he wants to be with me, or he wants me to have his baby. Do you feel like that?
For me, hell yeah. I'm definitely not. I'm not doing that if you're not somebody to me.
Mm-hmm. Please don't.
No random in my life can say that happened.
I only practice very safe sex.
Good.
So I'm always protected, and I'm one of those guys that I'm not pulling out.
But you don't have to.
No.
If you have a condom on.
That's my
thing. Why did I think you was about to say you still pull out with the condom on?
No.
Because
that's why you got to wear it every time.
They're that safe that even with a condom on, they still pulling out.
No.
Have you ever lost the condom inside of someone?
And didn't tell them. How about that?
No.
You gotta fish that out.
You gotta
show the worst,
but
that's an time.
I'm not gonna lie, that happened to me with my ex. Like
that happens to everybody.
No, he didn't tell me. And I went in the shower and I was like, what the fuck? It scared me. I'm not gonna lie. It scared me. He didn't tell me and he started laughing.
How did he finish then? So he finished.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't paying attention. I was drunk. And then when I was in the shower, I just felt something. And I was like,
oh, my God. Did it come out of your butt or your vagina?
No, it came out of my vagina. And I just, I was scared.
Way too many questions.
This is lip service. No such thing. But I was scared. I was nervous because I didn't know what was. I was like, what the fuck is. Am I, like, I didn't know. And then I just went in on him. And he was like, I'm sorry. I didn't want to say anything. It was like when we first started dating. And I'm like, this thing is a fucking weirdo. I thought
that's too much for this.
definitely came inside you then.
I mean,
in a condom. No.
My stuff.
No, the condom was inside her.
The condom was off.
It was all in there together. He's disgusting. Yeah.
All there.
What about sex on a girl's period? I haven't heard you guys do any songs about that.
Not yet.
We'll do a song about
it. He said, not yet.
Not yet.
What would it be called?
Crime scene.
Red zone.
Red zone
sounds sexy still, so I think I like that.
Ultra wet.
Red wine, right, Gigi?
Red wine.
I like that. All right, now I do feel like we have this connection because y'all have a song called Angela also on that album. So of course,
and y'all like dissing Angela. Actually, is
not really a diss.
Oh, this is
Angela Yee.
Mm-hmm. She's not a bad person.
No. Angela is, again, I mean, a lot of people, that's actually, I'm glad you asked that because that's a song that we get a lot of questions about. I've been seen a million times, like, who is Angela? Who is Angela? Who is Angela? And, you know, it's again, a metaphor. It's a kind of a double-sided record where when I was writing it, the verses to that record and stuff, it was inspired by Toronto. Toronto was Angela, you know, the pretty girl that nobody had noticed for a while that all of a sudden now is getting all this attention.
Ah,
and I'm okay. Like, oh, I don't want you to lose yourself when you get out there. And, you know, I'm seeing this, you know, if you listen to it again, there's a lot of like locational lyrics in it that will probably make it make sense now. But it's also just like, you know, just there's girls obviously that relate to that kind of life and that story, too. So it kind of played both sides.
That's clever. I didn't even realize that.
The original idea of the song came from a song called Angelus, which is by Elliot Smith, which is about his view of Los Angeles. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then we were trying to figure out how can we make that personal to us.
Now I got to ask about, listen, I like it. I'm not mad at it. Now you also have your second album was called The Morning After. And you know, The Morning After was the name of my morning show on Sirius. So that's why I'm saying we have a lot of synergy here because it was The Morning After with Angela Yee. So,
and this is that's your fault. We've been connected for this long, and it's the first time we're talking.
Y'all don't be doing interviews like that.
We would.
For you.
Yeah, for you, we would, exactly.
Well, can she be a part of the group since y'all have so much synergy?
We can call it Multiply. That's it? No? Okay, that's enough.
Is that no?
Was Division always the two of you? Because I remember when y'all first came out, people weren't sure, like, how many people are in the group, who was in the group. You guys were super low-key. So was this always 1985 and Daniel as Division, or was there a different plan?
No. We originally were going to have you as well. But...
This damn morning show.
They wrote the song and you didn't even call them.
You never did us back. So we're just like, all right, I guess we'll do it on our own. And if we connect, we connect.
She's right. Y'all are super low key. It's like you don't really see a lot of you guys as far as on the blogs and stuff like that. Is this something that you choose? Or do you think it's like the kind of women y'all deal with? Like, what do you think that's about?
I mean, I think that's a good thing. The women that we deal with haven't got us on these blogs. That's kind of like, that's a positive.
Right.
That's definitely a positive.
I don't think a lot. I think a lot of people they're still, you know, peeling back the layers and discovering what division is, who division is. You know, we just even started showing our faces on pictures and music videos and things like that. So it's just we're taking our time with everybody. As far as our personal lives, yeah, we're lucky that none of that's hit any gossip sites and stuff like that.
Well, I did see one thing though.
What'd you see?
It's like more for Daniel because Daniel, have you ever dated anybody that you've worked with?
Dated anybody that I've worked with? What do you mean, like a
artist?
Another artist?
A muse?
A muse. I mean, we've only had records with other artists on this album.
Come on, process of elimination now.
So yes or no, Daniel?
No. I'm trying to think like okay. who I've worked with. No, because it's just been we've only had Snow really kind of on our song. We haven't done any features really with
Jesse Reyes.
Jesse Reyes. No. Sorry, Jesse's the homegirl though. I definitely knew her before the division.
Chantel May.
May. Chantel May. That's
how you gonna forget everybody.
We only did a record with Drake, so who could it possibly be? Like, let me think. He just named like 10 girls that he did a song with.
And that's another reason, another connection we have. You have this song Courtside with Jesse Reyes, and I actually did leave somebody on a date to go sit courtside.
She sure did. Trifling.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really did. Everybody, I mean, listen.
The question for that is, who lined up the courtside? Was it a guy that was on the court? Or was it a guy just trying to wine and dine you?
It was a friend of mine, actually. And he really is just my friend. Yeah,
like, was he on the court? Or was he a guy that just had access to the tickets?
It was actually my ex.
Yeah, it was actually her ex-boyfriend. And I went to go sit court.
They're like best friends.
It doesn't answer anything that I just asked. Was he on the court? Or did he buy you the tickets? You see women? This is that entanglement shit.
He got tickets from his friend and he was sitting on the courtside. Mm-hmm. He was there with somebody she was dating and
he's like, hey, come sit with me.
To go sit with her boyfriend.
Oh, you were at the game with another
friend? Yeah, I was at the game.
And you left him by himself?
In his seat.
Hold on. In all fairness, we were in a box, so we had box seats. It was other people for him to chat with.
But you was his date.
I left him, but I didn't leave him by himself. Okay.
He had people to talk to.
Then they got a friend.
And you know what? Sometimes I think that friendship is more important than somebody you're dating who you know you're not going to end up with anyway.
I think
so. You knew that before going to the game.
Yeah, I knew that.
She knew she was going to leave his ass on the way to the game.
That women have a toll in 2020. They are killing us in the toxic game. 100%.
Well, this was not in 2020.
Never.
Yeah, this was a year ago.
Who do you think knows you guys better, right? As a man, do you think that your boys know you better or you think your girl knows you better?
If the relationship is real, if really, really real with the woman, I think that in my history, it's been the woman. Because you'll show her sides that don't exist to your boys. Or you'll show her sides that your boys don't see. Your boys may know certain aspects of you better, but I think if I was to say all around, I think that the woman would probably see the most raw, most vulnerable, most up, most downs, you know, that side.
I think you definitely have something to think about if your boys know you better than the person you've been sleeping with regularly. Mm-hmm.
They know you in it, but I feel like sometimes women don't know their man that well because guys sometimes act different when their girl's not around.
Absolutely. And they don't
the side to us that I think that usually our dogs will see and will have more of that access to, like, this is what single wild, you know, Daniel would have been like, or this is what, you know, he thinks about, I don't know.
So, but who's the true person?
But I think that the woman, if you and your, because I mean, to me, my girl should be my best friend. So I think once you get to that level with the girl, then she's going to end up seeing a lot more sides to you than your boy as well.
Can we say the same thing for women? Do women have completely different size with their girls than they do with, you know, their significant other? No, same.
No, I think some women would even leave most of their friends, period. Like, they'll stop fucking with their friends when they get a man. Some women that I know. It's just like, I mean, if you want to call that being their true feelings, I don't know. I just feel like a woman could be the same in both ways, but I feel like they'll definitely will leave their friends behind when a man comes along quicker than I see a man doing that.
I don't do that.
That's fact, though. Yeah, that's true. A lot of girls will end up, that'll end up consuming a lot, all their time and all their energy will just be there. They don't, maybe not full on cutoffs, but you know what? You know why I think women end up cutting off a lot of girls, to be honest? I think that they end up in relationships with the guy, and the guy is, their relationship ends up growing, and the girl ends up looking around at the friends and being like, they're just not on the same shit that I'm on.
And that happens even without a woman being in a relationship. That's just like evolving and growing and, you know, that whole thing. Sometimes you cross paths with people, but eventually those paths split and you just grow out of each other, and that's perfectly okay.
For sure, for sure.
Now let's talk about the new album a little bit. Of course, I'm using her feelings. I love the new album, so congrats on that.
Thank you much.
It's amazing.
Because y'all don't be doing all these, like, you know, guest appearances. So I was a little concerned when I seen the track listing. I was like, what's happening here? But I did enjoy the album. So why that difference for you guys, third album in?
I think a lot of it's timing. I think this is the first album that we could actually stop. So we made the first album that came out. We were on tour within the first, like, 2 months. We were on tour. We did, like, 4 or 5 tours. Mm-hmm. Dropped the second album in between touring, and then we were just still on the road. So this is the first time that we weren't on the road and kind of had the chance to lock in and say, what do we want to do? Who would we involve if we could? And we just reached out to a lot of the people that we'd already had great relationships with, and just finally put some stuff together. And we still have songs from people that we haven't released, you know? So I know it looks like, oh, well, this is the album you guys decided to put all these features on. But it was more just about what songs fit the album, fit the vibe, and then the things that didn't, we're holding until it's the right time to release those.
I like the Caribbean vibe y'all got with the popcorn and the bougie. Like, I thought those was real dope because it was something different for y'all, but it was still, like, in pocket of what y'all vibe already is. So I like the switch up a little bit on you guys. Like, I thought that was a dope idea.
And I like to keep it going, too. That's my song.
Yes.
Thank you.
But I was asking y'all earlier, are y'all in relationships?
We're both unwed.
That's a good non-answer.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Because I was like, we ain't married, bitch. But
you want to get married?
Absolutely. Me.
Anyways. I definitely do.
Mm-hmm. Kids?
Yeah. I want
to. I have a daughter already, so I'm open to children.
You have to be.
I'm not
to be. Interrogation. I'm unwed. I have a daughter, so I'm open to
But what kind of women do y'all like? How about, like, style wise, dress down or dress up?
I think both. I think you have different modes, and that's one of the best things about women is the fact that you guys can fit so many different, like, vibes. Like, men are just men. Men are boring. Men are kind of the same thing all the time. Like,
dress a guy down, will, penis.
No, but like a guy will wear the same thing to dinner, then to a ball game, then to go see his parents. Like, women have different modes and different styles. Guys are kind of just like the same thing all around. Like, a guy is going to wear his tech fleece like anytime he can.
I will wear mine too.
I kind of do that too. I'm not gonna lie.
I like a woman that can wear a nice tech fleece.
Yeah, that's our thing right here.
That's the uniform around here on Normandy and Weston.
I like when you can do the sweats, no makeup, just chilling and whatever. And I also like when I still know you got style.
And switch up in you.
I just want to know you got style. Like, when you want to do that, you can do that. That's nothing to you. You might not be obsessed about it, but, you know, when you do it, you do your thing.
Do you like lingerie?
Certain kinds. There's some kinds that I'm just like, this is more, I know the idea that you guys are thinking and the stuff that you guys think we all like. And
what is that? Like,
what's a no as far as lingerie?
I mean, don't get it twisted. I'm sure there's guys that do appreciate different things, but I'm saying for me, like, I mean, I like the what are they? Like the thigh high
stockings with the garter.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Garter belt, right?
Rip them stockings off.
Like, what's the, is that a garter belt when it has like the attaches?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the garter belt.
It's too hard to take off. Yeah.
Too hard without the garter.
Practical. This is not helpful.
I'm going to tell you how you make it practical. The woman, instead of putting the panties or the G-string on first and then putting the garter on after, you put everything else on and then you put the panty on top so the panty comes off and then the garter's still on with the thigh high.
Well, the garter's still on, but there's still the access.
Yes, because you take the panties off and everything else is still there.
Yeah, I mean that might be interesting.
In my experience, I feel like lingerie is always very short lived because if it goes on too close to when you actually want to take it off, so it's such a like.
Yeah, and you know the thing
about what I mean, like it's not. I feel like
women want it to be appreciated. Like, yo, I went out
and
put this
they
on.
They don't care.
And yeah, like, no, I try my best.
I'll
I will extend the foreplay an extra 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes.
What about a repeated lingerie set? Like, she came back with it. Like, yeah.
I mean, it could be if it's not two nights in a row. Don't do two nights in a row.
Like. Not two nights in a row. like 3 weeks ago, she came with the same shit, and here we are.
So I'm saying, if it's like you did it on Valentine's Day, and then you did it again, like, you know, some random summer night. Like,
oh, this same shit.
Right. Well, I only had this on for 5 minutes yesterday. I put it right back on.
Most men, we don't want much, so we're not going to complain about it. I mean, it's going to be the same thing as if you have a bra and panties and you happen to wear that same bra and panties later on. It's like it's cool. We're not going to complain about it. But
do you guys have like sexy pajamas for your sexy time?
Honestly, I don't even know what that would be for.
Like, what about free balling? Like, you might just like be like, no dress today, boo.
I've done that with under like the tracksuit.
That's sexy.
Is that uncomfortable?
Thirst trapping out here, huh?
You know, you do it on purpose, like you know, it's like the
lady. Are you showing us?
Yeah, no, he's about to. Like, oh my god!
Don't forget your boys in the chat now.
No, but like, you know, if you're gonna sit down and if you know that this might lead to some to that kind of moment sooner than later, and you just happen to come out in the sweats pants,
free balling.
Yeah, you didn't bother to put on the box because you know she's gonna pull it down soon anyway. It's like,
oh, okay.
He's like, boy, no, I would never think that. If you was with your dude and you just pull shit down, you wouldn't be like, where's his underwear? Why would you do that? Why would that be a thought in your mind?
From what I know, it's been appreciated a couple times.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure.
I don't know. I'm not used to guys not wearing panties.
It's annoying.
You freeball it too, 1985?
I really don't even like clothes, to be honest.
Wow. Thank you.
He doesn't have anything on under
free ball. No, I do. I do. Cool. But like, I'm like, comfort is key at all times. So whatever is the most natural, comfortable, especially if I'm home, like
no draws.
Hey. Yeah, I just.
Are you wearing draws right now? Because you're home.
Now is the question.
To be honest,
at home.
To be honest, I have on track pants. I have no draws on right now.
Oh. Daniel, what? Daniel,
yes, I'm Daniel. Just saying.
Daniel, what color panties you got on? We want to know.
What color panties?
I am wearing boxers. I normally wear boxers.
Boxer briefs.
You know what I do realize that I do like? I like, somebody got me a pair. This is years ago. Like the silk ones, like the ones that actually feel.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
You like that good stuff.
That's a nice gift. And I can see you appreciated that.
Yeah, I did. That with a wife beater, that's my lingerie. There you go. That's
the silk. Okay. There you go.
Sounds like a scene from Baby Boy.
What's a good way to apologize? Because I was listening to one of y'all songs and it made me think about that. So how would you apologize to a woman if you're wrong?
Depends on what I did. Different things call for different things.
Let's give scenarios, guys. I can't think of one. Did you cheat it?
Give me a scenario that really pissed you off.
Cheated.
And I'll tell you what.
Cheated?
Oh. You cheated.
You got caught. Scandal.
Sometimes you just got to go head on and just address it.
And just bring the bitch to the bedroom.
No. Like, if you got caught red-handed and you actually still care about doing something, sometimes you just got to be like, I apologize. Like, here we are now. Like, how do we go forward?
Are you apologizing with a gift?
Yeah, what is that it?
Well, no, if you're caught in the moment, you can't really like pull out a gift. Then you can think about how you're gonna
overall apology is what
reconcile that. But I find gifts work, but they've also, not to say like been thrown back in your face, but sometimes gifts with apologies are taken like, oh, you think you can buy me out, like out of my anger, or like not appreciate my feelings just because you got me something. So I
feel
like,
what if it was something thoughtful? It doesn't have to be an expensive gift. It could be just something meaningful.
You just got to know your woman, because to her, meaningful might be you take a night out. Right. You know, like you take
a passport stamp.
I feel like this is a weak apology. Daniel, what kind of apology you coming with?
For cheating?
Yeah.
You know, I actually had a situation. Oh, fuck. Why did I say this?
That, which is why I'm late.
I actually had a situation. I had a situation where, you know, it's the one time I cheated, to be honest, because after that, I kind of like learned, like, I'm not playing that game. But, I was cheating. I caught in the worst way too. They both like pulled up to my crib at the same time without me. That's how they found out about each other. I came outside to like blood and weave all in the
crib. No.
They went at it. They went ham.
They should have been fighting you, not each other.
Yeah, right. And I came out. one of them had that idea when I came out. Like, oh wait, what am I doing?
Him.
Anyhow. That apology took a while. That was a lot of emotional mending. The thing about gifts is it's like a band-aid. Like, it might make you feel better for a second, but it didn't actually fix the real problem.
Yeah.
So getting the trust back. That was the big thing, you know?
So you got both of them back?
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is after they fought, they both messaged me like on some like, all right, well, are you gonna come home? Like, are you gonna come coming over?
Oh my god!
And, I had to choose, and I chose who I chose, and we stayed together for the next couple of years. And yeah, there was a big long period of like me purposely leaving my phone unlocked on tables and just walking away, like just, you know, like just knowing what it took for her to just get that comfort level back, for her to be like understand what happened and why that happened, and then let me show you all the ways that I'm going to make sure that you know it's not going to happen again.
And that's the only time you ever cheated?
That's the only time I ever actually cheated in a full-on, like, relationship. I'm not going to say, like, yeah, I've been talking
to you. You're a Scorpio, right?
Yeah, we're loyal.
I don't believe that. Scorpios are the biggest cheaters.
Yeah, they are.
No, that's a mystery.
Scorpio men have an insatiable sexual appetite.
That's true.
But
we're not cheaters. We're loyal people. We're loyal. We're protective. But yes, we do have an insatiable sexual appetite.
What's your sign, 1985? So we can analyze you.
Cancer.
Cancers are sensitive and cheap.
Ooh. And cheap? No, he just told you he was buying bottles in Vegas.
I think I'm like the opposite of cheap. I'm like good with my money, but I'm like...
That's good for you, because in my experience... Cancer men got all the money and they don't want to share it. They just sit on the
cruise. I've never heard that before. I'm literally like,
and they're also very, very sensitive, and they want to be like baby. Like, they want you to like coddle them.
I kind of feel like I'm the opposite. I'm not sensitive enough.
Maybe you have like, what's your moon? I'm gonna have to look you up.
I'm July 1st. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe your moon,
you know,
is
what, I broke someone's trust once, and there was secrets. And like, it wasn't a cheating thing, but there was like a lying situation. And what happened with that is the apology was a trip, actually. That turned into like a trip.
That's a nice apology.
Purposely just the two of us, and like just locked in as the two of us, like away from it all. Let's just, you know, connect on that level and just be.
The number one thing that you can do to reconcile some bullshit is to acknowledge what you've done.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
You acknowledge, I was wrong. I did this. I did not mean to hurt you. I'm sorry. It'll never happen again. That goes a very long way.
Super long way.
Yeah.
Super long way.
And most men don't even know. Like, just accept it. Stop trying to deny it. Stop trying to say it wasn't me. Stop trying to lie your way through it. And just say, I was wrong. That's all we want to hear. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I did it. I don't know. That's it.
When I had my situation I just told you guys about, I ended up before the after the whole them fighting and stuff like that, I ended up sitting down in a car with both of them as they fact checked. So that time when you said this, were you really?
And oh my God, I can't believe you did that. Oh,
hell no, I would have never did that shit.
I admitted every detail of every last thing.
That is crazy.
That was it. But it had to be done. It had to be done.
But that was because you wanted one of them back, though. You did that for that girl.
I did that. And you know what? In that second, I didn't really know who that was going to be. What it was my girl and my ex.
Okay. So your girl has to take precedence over your ex at that point.
That's what happened.
And you stayed with your girl.
Stayed with my girl.
So what about when they bring up stuff that's old? Like, say she was to bring up the ex again, or like, remember when, and you was fucking that bitch, da 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 da. How do y'all get through that or past that?
You gotta stomach that. That's jabs to the chest. You just, all right.
Yeah, you did it.
If you want to fix it, you gotta hold that. Now, mind you, if it's 2 years later, that should slow up a lot.
Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't,
I think sometimes it depends on the person too, because like some girls will say it and not like expect a response.
Right.
Some girls say it and expect like the full dialogue, where you might just be like, yo, I'm not getting into that right now. And she's like, no, we're going to have this conversation now as right. though it just happened. Now. You know, and I've been in those positions too, where somebody says something and just my personality is more just like, I'm chilling right now. I'm not going to go back and forth with you. And they're like, no.
Yes, we're going to talk about this shit today.
Yeah. And that can just be like, you're watching TV and something happened on TV and that like reminded her.
Triggers it.
She's like,
did you watch TV with that bitch?
Yeah, do you remember that time? And I'm like, we were just fine. I don't want to get into that. And she's like, well, you don't have a choice. Mm. We're doing this now.
Yeah, today, now.
Now here's the real question. When you cheated, did you use condoms with both of them? Because I know you don't like anything between you.
I always use condoms, so.
Oh yeah, I'm an avid condom.
Even in relationships, don't always use condoms because you have a daughter.
Well, that's why I always use condoms.
Okay. When I did, I was definitely having safe sex. I've always been safe sex guy. I'm not just.
So you cheated
with your girlfriend? You were using a condom,
and you used the condom on your ex.
No, I would use condoms mainly with both of them. With the girlfriend at the time, the only times that we didn't was she had her calendar down. So it was just like, these 3 days right here.
Don't do it.
No, it's green light. These three days.
Okay.
That's what it was. But mind you, it wasn't going on for long. And to be honest, when it happened, we were technically on a break, but it didn't matter. To her, it was cheating. So I just accepted as, all right, I cheated.
Did y'all ever fall in love during sex, like after you had sex with the person, you knew like, all right, I'm in love with this person now?
No,
for a moment.
That is not love. That is normal.
That is
right. That's lust.
Yeah, that is.
As soon as you orgasm, you weren't in love anymore.
I've never had that. But I mean, the sexual chemistry does go a long way in wanting to go further with somebody.
That's when guys are the most vulnerable, when you guys are like, right after you come.
And your little dick shrivels up.
Yeah, your little dick shrivels
up. Right before we come.
Yeah, I feel like after we come, we snap back into it and we're like,
oh, yeah, that's when all the blood rushes back to your head.
Your balls were tight, but now they're loose and hanging.
Yeah, it's a scientific thing, actually. The whatever makes us hard when we're hard, that's the blood that comes rushing from our brain. So we're technically at our stupidest when we're
So is that the best time to ask for something or ask for somebody to do something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ask them why it's dick hard.
But you don't go through with it when it's not hard anymore, would you?
Right.
So
when you're not hard anymore, are you going to stick to what you said yes to when you were hard?
I'm a man of my word. So.
Yeah, you got to be a man of your word.
How about you, 1985? You gonna keep it real and still do it?
If I said I'm going to do it, I'll do it.
Okay.
You know? So
for all the ladies out there,
go get that bag he promised you, sis.
Yeah. No, but for real, though, like if I say I'm going to do it, if I say I'm going to help you, whatever it is, if you ask me for something, I actually said yes. Those things I have not wanted to do at all. But because I already said to the person, look, I'll do it. I do it.
Like what?
Yeah, give us an example.
I've helped people out in situations before where I was probably too generous in being like, yo, you need anything, just hit me. Because when they do hit you.
Ah, shit.
You don't mean that shit when you say that?
Probably know not to trust that line.
Mortgages well,
that's the thing, though, because I said I would. I do.
So when they came asking for the rent, you had to be like, bitch, how
much? Hopefully he says that to us at the end of this episode. We got to hit him up on Instagram. Like, remember you said if we need anything?
No. Well, I don't say that anymore.
You learned a lot of lessons. You're very smart.
I've learned a lot of lessons, you know, especially being in this industry, but being like the low key person that's kind of like watching stuff. So you see a lot.
Right. You
know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Have you ever hooked up with a girl who was backstage looking for somebody else and then you snagged her?
Yeah. That's like a.
That's his thing?
I did not know that.
Oh.
Would you keep her away? Like, would you keep her away from the team, though? Because you know, like, was she on?
No. She wasn't looking for somebody, like, in a dating sense. She was just, like, supposed to be meeting with somebody. And then we ran into each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Damn, you still a dare use bitches.
Oh, no.
She was looking for her homegirl. She was really looking for Drake.
Okay. Now, I also like that you guys did that song Friends, and that's a remake of the SOS band Just Be Good to Me. When I first was listening to it, I was like, damn, hold on a second, this sound kind of familiar. So you were familiar with SOS band and all of that already? Because I know that's an old school throwback.
Well, we're super music heads, so that's one of those things where it's like we know music that were like before our parents' time. Just because that was kind of like our bond in the original thing, was just how much of like music as we were, and you know how much music we knew and stuff like that. But actually, that specific song came from an idea that that Drake had.
Mm-hmm.
It was Drake and Party, and they had this idea of them flipping that thing, and then it just kind of ended up, you know, moving around the camp, and we're like, yo, we'll take this, you know, to do it.
I like it. Y'all did a good job with that.
Thank you.
And taking something and making your own. Are y'all gonna go see Usher? I think he's doing a residency in Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm definitely trying to get out there for that. That's crazy. How long is the show? Is it like a full concert, right? Or just
I think it's a full concert. That's a nice date. When people come to Division concerts, right? Is it like a date night thing mostly, or is it a lot of women?
Both.
Definitely both.
A man put me on to y'all for real. Like a dude.
He was trying to do some things.
Maybe.
Like to use us as their like the representative sometimes.
Right. They don't use condoms. Why should I?
Division said this, so you know. Or putting girls up on the music to kind of like show that side of them.
Yeah.
But our concerts, yeah, it's a lot of girls, obviously, and then, you know, we do have a good amount of couples. I feel like by the time our careers, you know, winding down, we're gonna be like up there in stats as far as like most proposals.
Because
right now, I feel like we've had like three or four at least for people just like straight up proposing in the middle of the concerts.
Oh, that's fire!
That is amazing. I love that. I think that's really dope.
It is. It makes us feel nice. Like, yo, we're a part of somebody's like life. Now.
Anybody ever said no?
No, not at the show.
Well, you
not,
gotta say no. Yes there. Say the no show. Later.
So maybe later on. Who knows?
You gotta say yes.
Terrible. Y'all would probably feel bad that the girl said no, right?
There's a lot of babies that's made to your music too, I'm sure.
So they say.
Who do y'all use as a muse? Hey.
All the women that we meet, all the people that we meet, our families, our life experiences. But I mean, this definitely, it's not just one thing, especially with this album. There's records like Still Pray For You where, you know, you hear me going into, you know, some family stuff and, you know, my relationship with my friends, you know, my circle keeps shrinking down. It's like a dot now.
Right.
Yeah, I like that line.
From that to you know, songs like Muse or songs like For Us, where it's like these are all different experiences and different times that might have been me or even 85. 85 sometimes comes up with, you know, an idea or a line or a you know, a concept that you know is often an experience that he might be going through, and that turns into, okay, I know exactly what that was like. So
hi.
So who's the one that got stabbed in the back previously? Then who came up with that and feels like they can't trust women?
That's probably me.
So I want to know what exactly.
Which line is that? I don't even know what line that is, but that sounds like me.
So can you expand on what happened? Because I want to know why, where this hurt comes from.
I don't know what line you're talking about to know. Do you know when you heard that? When did I say that?
No, I just remember you saying, I can't remember what song it is. You know, I'll be listening. Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to Google it.
Tell me the actual lyric. I'll tell you for sure what it was about. But in the meantime, while you're looking.
Okay, here we go. Whenever I truly loved anybody, they've always stabbed me in the back.
Oh, well, that wasn't me.
Oh, that's the woman. The woman's thing.
Yeah.
Because this is like from the woman's perspective throughout the album.
Right. Right. That's the muse.
We were using her to narrate.
Right.
You know, the muse's position.
But with that said, I was always, and that's something that 85 found, but I connected to it because I felt like that before, where it's just like anybody I ever really, anytime I ever go all the way hard, is turned into the person, you know, turning on me in some different ways. But the main situation that I was thinking of when you asked that question, my first love, my first time, my first all that, besides kiss and shit like that. But I guess my high school sweetheart, I guess you call it. Yeah, we were together for a few years. And she's the worst.
Why? Why is she the worst?
She just, you know, just like betrayal. She created the problems that a lot of girls dealt with in me afterwards.
What did she do?
How common that is with men. All of the problems lie. The problems lie when you get your heart broken when you're
in the fourth grade.
Bring that shit to all of your adult relationships. Let that shit go.
What did she do? Let's let him. We want to hear this.
There's no real way to make the story short, so I can just say this, like, just every level of betrayal you could possibly think of.
She slept with one of your friends?
No. Okay.
85.
Every level.
Oh.
Don't look at me.
That's crazy. No, but she, you know, just like the amount of lies, the amount of secrets, the amount of, I put it like this, I'll give you one little section of the millions of things she did. At one time we went on a break, and during that break, I literally, even in the break, refused to sleep with anybody else because I'm like, she's the only girl I've slept with. And I don't want to give it away to somebody.
Oh, look at you.
That was your first?
Yeah. And then when she comes back, I don't want to have another person, another body there. So I literally just held
masturbated.
I literally just held it down.
I stopped wearing underwear.
And rubbing again.
Fucking little Kenny.
By the time she came back, I found out this girl, she ended up moving for a little bit. I found that she ended up moving because she was in a relationship with somebody else.
In high school?
Left. No. We were together from high school.
They were high school sweethearts.
Okay.
So it lasted until, you know, past that. But yeah, picked up, left the country, had a whole boyfriend somewhere else, came back to me, and then told me that before she was even with the other boyfriend, she had been with this guy, that guy.
Yeah, so you was holding it down.
I was holding it down.
But y'all were on a break. Nobody told you to hold it down.
But she was fucking everybody.
Right. You know what?
She was single.
Right. And I learned
he was going to get right back.
I was just fucking them niggas.
Yeah, hold on, Daniel. That's not really her fault. If you guys are on a break, she's allowed to do that.
No. You have to understand. We were in a relationship when she basically got herself into another relationship with someone
else. Ooh, trifling.
Well, you gotta prepare for
it. I had to empty my cup.
And mind you, that's only a small part. You gotta prepare for that. Only a small part of the grand scheme.
Did you take her back?
I took her back before finding that out.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. She did this, came back, lied about it. We were back together rolling, and then I ended up finding out.
And did you stay with her, or you just was like, hell no?
No.
Where is she now?
Who knows?
You don't look up her Facebook or nothing, or Instagram?
You know, the funny thing is, from the time we broke up, I literally have not seen, and it's a weird because we should have ran into each other in Toronto at some point by now. But
do you still pray for her?
Huh?
Do you still pray for her?
Yes, so
She's not on your prayer list.
No, she's not.
I wonder, have y'all ever got like a window bashed or something? Because I can't imagine like how y'all would be like angry. Like, I'm trying to figure it out.
I got my car keyed.
You have?
Yeah.
What is, did they write something or was it just scratched up?
No. So, long story, when I first started traveling a lot more, well, with Drake, I at the time had given my girl the key to my house, like my current house. And we basically broke up while I was on the road.
Damn.
Yeah, but she still had access to my house. Shit. And I was like, she's not going to do anything crazy. I came back, stuff was ripped up, my car was all scratched up. And she tried to tell me it wasn't her. I was like,
why did you break up with her? I'm just curious. I'd have waited until I got home at least.
Because he found somebody better on the road.
No, it wasn't even that. So at the time that was happening, that was literally when we were first starting Division. And I was working nonstop because Drake's schedule is like 9 o'clock at night till like 10 the next morning. So I'd be working nonstop. And then the time difference. So literally as I'm about to go to bed, she's waking up and texting me, just like kind of getting at me for not being like on the phone
available.
And I was just like, yo, I'm just here working. Like, we're literally just working on the album. That's it. And she's like, no, I think there's other things. I was like, no, for real. Like, I'm just working. Like, when I wasn't working on Drake's stuff, I was still going back and forth with Daniel working on the first Division album. Mm-hmm. So I was working nonstop. And for whatever reason, she was just like, yeah, I don't think you have enough time for me. And I was like, well, I'm just working right now. Like, this is a once in a lifetime chance. I don't think I'll always be this busy, but like, I'll be back home. It's cool. Like, you live in my house. You know what I mean? Like, you have access to my house. Like, you know, I'm not doing nothing. And we were just like fighting all the time. Eventually I was just like, I don't want to fight this much. Like, I can't do it. It's not even healthy for us to do it. And I wasn't so much mad. I was more exhausted.
And you're a Cancer, so he's probably crying every day.
No, well, that's the thing. I feel like I'm the opposite of Cancer. Oh, like, okay. I'm just like, I don't have enough emotion.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
So I was just like, yeah, I'm kind of over this.
Might be part Gemini.
Yeah, I think so too.
So you told her to move out while you were gone?
I didn't even tell her to move out.
Oh, okay. So she could have stayed there. That's nice.
She could have.
I would have squatted, and then when you came back, I'd have been like, "You got to find a new place."
Yeah, like literally, she could have just stayed and chilled, did whatever she was doing. Like, I wasn't even
so nice of you.
Chilled on the pillow.
I wasn't like on her about that stuff. I was more just like, "Yo, I just don't want to have these conversations, so we can't do this anymore." In the back of my mind, I was like, "She's at your house, so."
Damn.
But then I was like, it's not that crazy. Like, I didn't say anything bad to her. I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I came back, my car was keyed up.
Damn,
she like ripped. I had this one shelf that was hanging on the wall. She had like ripped the shelf off the wall. I was like,
oh my lord.
And she's like, oh, like,
that's a red
flag. I meant
to
tell you, I came to the house one day and I think somebody was inside. And I was like,
I meant to tell you.
No.
That's what I've gone with. Through it.
And they knew what car was yours?
I mean,
and fucked the car up too?
Well, this is the thing. The garage is attached to the house.
You
need to get inside the house to get to the car.
She didn't do a police report or nothing, huh?
Nothing. So I was just like, I just let it be.
Do y'all like, have y'all ever done anything crazy to a woman? Like, stalked her?
Oh my God, no one's going to admit that.
Popped up, you know, guys will pop up at your house.
Ain't gonna admit it.
I've been popped up on too many times. Okay,
I've heard some guys admit it. I definitely have never done anything like that. The most I can say that I did is, you know, look through shit at some point when I was like,
have you ever cried over a girl?
Not in
1985. You know, you cry when you cry yourself.
But that's the thing. Like, anybody who actually knows me would probably say I'm too emotionless. Like, I don't have enough of a response to so many things, like good or bad.
There has to be a reason for that.
I think a lot of it, like, and Daniel can attest to this, is I think growing up, I was just so used to like not being the lucky one, you know, not expecting it to go right. So I'm not even going to tell somebody if something might happen because it just might fall through. So I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
You know, and you do that for so long that even when I do have big wins now, Or if I know there's going to be a big win coming up, I just don't mention it because I'm like, I don't want to be the guy that was like saying, oh, I got this coming through, and then it falls through, and then you just kind of look, you know, crazy. You like, oh,
you don't celebrate after?
Then after the fact, once it happened, I'm like, ah, it happened. All right, on to the next. That's right. Literally how I am. You know, like I've had some major wins in the last 4 or 5 years, especially in like my production career.
You sure have.
I haven't really like ever wild out about that stuff.
I just like, Daniel, let's do a surprise party for him.
Yes, that's great.
Let's do it in New York. I'm trying to get out there.
Yeah, come on. You want us to have a surprise party for you?
I'll set it up.
I think we should really do it. I think that'll be a good idea.
So we can just see celebrate you, and you could just be like excited.
He needs one of those, man. He needs one of those for sure.
Do you think your music is better when you're going through some heartbreak?
I think the music is better maybe right after that. I don't want to talk about this shit when I'm actually in it.
Right.
Those people that I need to live, and then when I'm past that, I'll go and tell you about it.
Yeah.
When I'm in it, I'm in it. So if it's a heartbreak, if it's a whatever, that's probably consumed me to the point I'm not even making music. You know, I'm just sitting in the crib, you know, stressing, sick.
Part of me has always been, I guess, I don't know if worried is the right word, but a little afraid of everything being amazing. Right. I almost feel like, what am I going to pull from my art? Where do I draw like my experiences from? Because I feel like people don't really love happy music as much as they love like sad music.
I don't know that that's true. Because listen, happy music is great. Like when you have fun, when you cleaning the house, when you're about to go out. I understand what you're saying though, because sometimes that heartfelt sad music can be more
different.
It can be more meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like on the radio, they don't like it as much.
No, they don't like happy music, or they don't like sad music?
They don't like sad music as much on the radio. I feel like they like happier. I don't know.
That's true. But I feel like everybody's favorite albums are the albums that relate to like something they were going through.
Those are the classics.
Yo, that was the happiest time of my life.
Amy Winehouse. Yeah. People like a Toni Braxton. Classic album.
Because when you're in a house, you don't think to be like, oh, let me put on Happy by Pharrell. Like, that's just too much. Like, that's like when you outside, though, and you drinking and shit. Like, that's what you want to hear.
Ideally, there's music for every different mood, you know?
Right. Gigi, Lori, I want to ask you, have you guys ever cried in the club?
What? In the club?
Like, have you ever been out with your girls and even though you're supposed to be having a good time, ended up crying?
I did cry in a club one time, but I was on ecstasy. And I was laughing and crying at the same time.
That's a weird combination. Isn't that supposed to be making you super happy?
That's what I'm saying. I was laughing and crying at the same time.
You were laughing so hard you were crying.
Well, why were you crying?
I started crying first. Like, oh, I'm on drugs, but this is my life. And then something was funny, and then I just started laughing. And then this was years and years and years ago. Like, literally, like. Probably almost
ecstasy was a while ago for us.
I think I might have lost my phone one time and started crying, but like,
was I there?
Maybe. Yeah. or maybe I was drunk and I remember when I was younger, but I don't remember. Just like, what would make you ask that? Did you do that recently?
Like, no, I just think about the song with Future.
oh, crying in the club. I'm tripping. Yeah. crying in the car.
I was just thinking about that because there are times when that happens, right? You know what I hate? When you go out with your friends and y'all both have been guilty of this and their man calls and then they end up being outside on the phone the whole time and we're supposed to be like at dinner or at a party.
Because you're arguing.
And then your man call you and start arguing and ruin the whole goddamn night.
That shit fucks the whole night up.
But I feel like y'all get pleasure out of doing that to women.
Lit.
They don't want that bitch to have fun when she out with her friends.
Let me ruin her night.
Oh, you know what? I think that guys, the one thing it is with guys is a lot of us, I mean, no, me anyways, I'm a fixer. I'm a problem solver. So I don't want to wait to fix shit. You know, like if something's wrong, let's deal with it.
Oh shit, I'm not like that.
You pick up if they're out, like, okay, if it's like you're at work and you got to deal with something, fine, cool. But if it's like, you can step away for 2 seconds and have a conversation.
I need a moment. If I'm upset,
in a second.
I need a moment or it's going to be bad.
I'm one of those, like, let's talk about this so it doesn't get bad.
Even if she's out with her friends, like, having a good time at somebody's birthday, you're going to still call her?
No. I'm not trying to ruin the birthday, obviously. But, I mean, hopefully before she got there or on the car ride or something, we got somewhere. So it doesn't turn into, like, 6 hours of us just sitting here, like, festering. Because then by the time it's done, it's like, you know, you might there might even be resentment by the time because we just let something just linger. But it depends on how big the situation is, obviously.
You think women have a perception of you guys because of your music, like that you're going to be like really sweet and what a relationship will be like with you?
Yep.
Is that perception true?
I think that what women hear in my music and our music, but I guess speaking on me, because I guess I'm the voice that they hear. You're hearing, what they need to know is that they're hearing sides of me that exist. It doesn't mean that side is constantly there at all times. That's not real. That's not, you know, I'm not the guy that's talking about any one thing all the time, whether it be sex, whether it be love, whether it be, you know, something about, I feel like you could be the one that, I spend my life with, or that's worth all this. The shit we're going through, like that might, these are things that certain women have access or certain situations have access because we were there. Doesn't mean when I meet you, I'm immediately popping up with 50 roses and in a white suit, you know, that's just not me.
I thought all R&B singers did that.
Yes, they used to.
90s R&B, Loria.
Huh?
That's 90s R&B.
Yeah, okay.
You guys are nostalgic, though.
Those 90s R&B niggas were not like that. I'm telling you.
Bobby Brown was not bringing Whitney flowers. He was bringing her a different kind of white something.
Whitney was bringing it to Bobby.
They was bringing it, it to each other.
Right. There you go. Well, listen, you guys, we got to make sure we do this again, but I do appreciate y'all for actually doing lip service. I was really excited because I didn't think it was going to happen. I was like, they better not cancel on us. So thank you for showing up. Daniel almost canceled.
He did.
We pulled it together so we can multiply.
Come on, multiply.
And 1985, we are going to have this surprise party for you when you're in New York. So
okay,
we're going to start.
Good.
We're going to. I'm going to tell Mr. Morgan, we're going to get a great space and we're going to find some space.
We'll do it.
And you're going to be excited. And if you act not happy, we're going to be very upset. Okay? You go through this whole trouble planning a party. We're going to key your car.
Don't wear no drawers or nothing. You don't know if you're going to get drawers.
Not that type of night.
Hit me up. We'll set it up.
All right, guys. But thank you all so much. I really do appreciate it. You know, I'm a big fan of Division. So this was really, really dope for me.
Thank you, guys.
I appreciate you.
And last question. What are those songs that y'all have on the stash that we haven't heard yet?
Mm-hmm. You'll hear them
soon.
Tell us now, since we're going to hear them later.
I'm trying to think, what do we have?
We definitely have more records with Ty Dolla $ign.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I love Ty Dolla $ign. That's a dope collab.
You did this one with Buju.
Yeah.
We're definitely sitting on some gems there, so you guys will hear those soon.
All right, thank you for that.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
That's the headline. No, I'm just kidding. The headline is that y'all don't wear underwear.
That's it.
All right.
All right, Division, thank y'all so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Silky draws on my balls. Oh.